Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob, Scott, and Becky all go against their better judgment as they have Chateau Souverain back on the show, but this time they're California Merlot. So sit back, relax, and take risks tonight on the Wine Vault. Welcome to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy. Tonight, I am joined by Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
Good evening, folks.
I am also joined by the Triple B.
Good evening.
I am not joined, though, by the superstar because the Triple B didn't invite him.
Oh, harsh. I told you to message him.
I did, and I felt like it. I did.
Did you message him?
No. Telepathically, I did. I'm always sending out vibes.
Yeah, the signal.
Please. Yes, right.
The bat signal. The bat. It would be.
Yes, I am wearing a Batman t-shirt. That's correct. And quite frankly,
I saw
a couple
the
months
superstar.
Ago, it did not fit.
I saw the superstar socially tonight.
Did
today.
You? Social.
And I, yeah, we were at a social event together.
Okay, I can't blame you.
And I invited him because we have something special to talk about. But I guess he couldn't make it. I don't know what he's doing. Do you have a story to tell about him, where he is tonight?
Steve?
Mm-hmm.
He is off somewhere doing something that he shouldn't be doing.
I think he's in Timbuktu.
Could be there too. Chinatown?
Mm.
Chinatown. We don't have a Chinatown, do we?
No, we don't. We have Nicaragua.
We do.
That's not very nice.
I don't think he would appreciate Nicaragua.
No, for many, many reasons. I cleaned Nicaragua today. It was a lot of fun.
Oh.
It was almost as fun as doing my taxes yesterday.
So
you just did your taxes yesterday?
No, I did them last week. But thank you, by the way, Trump.
Uh-huh.
Oh, gosh. Got bent over and just nailed. Oh, it was terrible. Oh, God.
Also.
Yes.
I was going to tell this story about Steve. So Steve is deathly allergic to cats.
Yes, he is.
We were at our friend's house who has a cat. He came over and just laid all over him. Steve gets up and moves, the cat comes and lays all over him. And he's like, just get away from me.
And that's how it is. Cats love Steve. It's like they know that he's allergic.
I should sprinkle catnip on Steve next time when he's not paying attention.
And it's not that he's just allergic. He really doesn't care.
Yeah, he
for
doesn't
cats.
Like cats.
He doesn't like cats.
It was really awesome. I think they like. He's a magnet for them.
Sprinkle that on him. Catnip on him, and then let George loose on him.
Oh.
Because George turns into a flaming psychopath.
Yeah.
He's violent. Mm-hmm. And he's also very strong. He has claws.
Yeah.
We're playing one of our favorite songs on the channel.
Get out your seat and jump around. And the night tonight, yeah. The wine that we're drinking. Oh, my gosh. Is it exciting? This is a winery. This is a winery that we've done twice on the show. We had them on the show originally. Aired that. Then we had a redemption episode for the show for that same wine that probably won't be aired because that wine was a fucking train wreck.
Yes.
Train wreck of a wine. This wine, however, we'll find out. But nevertheless, it is the infamous Chateau Souverain.
Ugh.
But this is not their Cabernet. This is their Merlot 2016. $9.99 of your money, wherever you may find it.
Which is everywhere.
Everywhere. Every grocery store, back alley, 7-Eleven, drive through, in a bum's trash can. I mean, it's everywhere.
You'll even see it on restaurant menus.
Yes, you will.
Necessarily the Merlot, but yes, you'll see Chateau Souverain.
And that's why I pulled out the Riedel Venom Series Cab Merlot
glasses.
Nothing
but the best.
No, you've got to give it its best chance to succeed because I believe in this wine.
So
you did give us heavy pour.
It's Christian pour, yes.
And we have an inquiry.
Hmm.
Triple B and I have an inquiry. Why are you subjecting this to us?
Because
I know why.
Because you're bad people and you've done bad things.
We'll save it for the potpourri.
No, we'll save it. Well, no, I don't think so because that's the only interesting thing about this wine. So I'm going to have to bring it up in the next segment.
No, I have some questions for the first segment.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then we'll come back with some questions. Like, why are we doing this here on the Wine Vault?
unlicensed taxi driver here. When I'm out on the road, mayhem is everywhere. Mayhem doesn't care, but your local Allstate insurance agent, Craig Walters, does care. Are you in good hands? Are you in the good hands of Craig Walters Insurance Agency?
And if you're not, folks, please give Craig a call. His number is 740-862-4585. You can also meet him at his office at 107 North Main Street, Baltimore, Ohio. For auto, home, or life, give Craig a call.
And we're back. So the 2016 Chateau, and this is really a perversion of the term Chateau, but Chateau Souverain Merlot from California. It is not a Sonoma County or anything like that. I kind of think back to the back in the day, back when I used to sell wine. The 1999 Chateau Souverain Sonoma County Merlot. Because they were, it was a Sonoma County series then. But it was about $20. But it was this wine.
Okay.
Not really. 92 from the Spectator. Huh. I had it on several occasions. It was delicious. And here we are today.
So what happened?
They probably the Illuminati? Sold. Yeah, I would say. Who knows that they weren't Illuminati then, but it's definitely Illuminati today.
Yeah, I think this has like 50,000 case production.
That's all? Okay, well, then again, that's good. There's probably a laws against having more of it. But no, this actual wine, though, did get a review. The wine enthusiast felt it was very, very worthy, and they gave it 89 of their points. Not quite a 90. But
so
it was
that
also,
probably means a half-page ad.
It's true. It was also in their top 100 values for the year. It was like 60-something. But they wrote, smooth and medium embodied. This supple wine has fresh, engaging cherry and berry flavors with subtle oak spices, mild tannin, and soft acidity. It's well-balanced, polished, and pleasing.
Wow.
Yes.
It sounds delicious.
Yes.
I got a hit for Alexander Valley Merlot going back to 2005. The Sonoma County I saw was Chardonnay.
Maybe it was Alexander Valley, but that... I don't know, it was 99 was the vintage, whatever it
was.
Okay. Yeah, 92 from Spectator. I thought it was Sonoma County, but maybe it was Alexander Valley.
You know, I'm just going on with the search.
That would explain why I think they charged around high teens for it.
I wonder, actually, some of the Chardonnay's still for sale.
From that year?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to buy that.
No way.
And, yeah, like we said, we've had the Cabernet from this line in this year. God awful bad. Horribly acidic, just a bad wine. Not a residual sugar bomb or something like that. It was horrible in other ways in the fact that it ate your esophagus away because of its high acidity.
And it was probably the worst wine we've had with that bad feature. Acidic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the rest of the wine was, it was meh. But that feature made it completely undrinkable.
And it truly was undrinkable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So hopefully that does at least suggest that they're not going for fruit sugar bombs with these wines, hopefully.
Well,
yeah.
But if there was going to be a wine that did go into the fruit sugar bomb, it's going to be their Merlot, I would think. So, but then again, the enthusiast doesn't seem to think it. You know, it's also amazing that R. Kelly's Honey Love is playing and Triple B is listening to it.
So I do have some questions.
Sure.
Because it has been a while since I have had a Merlot.
Uh-huh.
Can you do kind of a brief overview of what a Merlot should taste like? Is this going to be blended with anything?
You want to know what a Merlot should taste like or what this Merlot is going to taste like?
What it should taste like.
Okay. Well, first of all, it shouldn't smell like yeast from a foot and a half away from the glass. But this one does. Merlot has an astringency for one thing. But Merlot, the astringency is one thing. What I always look for... Stylistically, I like ones with a chocolate backbone.
Yes.
You know, there's some berry and cherry fruit, maybe, you know, blackberry, something like that. But it shouldn't be jammy, in my opinion.
But sometimes they are jammy, a bit jammy.
Well, they are,
it can be.
The ones that I drink more than is French.
And
so when we're drinking,
it's
like...
It's completely different.
Saint-Emilion or anything from Fronzac or any of that kind of stuff, that's majority of it is Merlot. And those have a completely different structure to them.
I'd expect earthiness from those.
Yeah, yeah.
And
focus, minerality.
A different kind of astringency in the French Merlots too.
But I like the chocolatey backbone. I like it to have a plushness, but that astringency and tannin on the finish are important too. It should be powerful enough to match up with anything that a Cabernet can be used.
Really? That full body?
And from a good Cali, medium to full Merlot, I'm going to expect a nice mouth there.
If I would drink Duckhorn or Pride or Schaefer Merlot with the same things that I would drink with eat with Duckhorn Cab or Pride Cab.
A proper steak.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, they're Merlot, by the way, Merlot is the elite of the elite. Lépine is Merlot. Petrus is Merlot. So,
and are you mixing it with anything, or is it usually normally 100% Merlot?
In those situations, yes. There's some Cab Franc, whatnot, in different levels. This is 100% Merlot.
Okay.
It might have a little bit of anything, some like cabbage or something, but, you know.
And are you using any oak in it, or no?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. French oak. You could use American oak, but it just depends on how stylistically you want to present it. This one, yeah, they got some of that. They got a landscaping barrel that they rested it in, possibly. But let's go in here.
One of those rain barrels that's made out of
plastic, but it looks like wood. They just got tricked. Hey!
Hey!
That happened to us one time. It's all funny. That was our best received wine. It was our Sauvignon Blanc.
We got my mom one that collects rainwater.
That's true.
That might be like this one.
On the nose, it's starting to smell less yeasty, which is nice.
Yeah. It has a faux oak smell to it. You know what I'm talking about, that smell?
Yeah. There is a slight soapiness on the nose.
I was going to say soapy. Medicinally soapy, something along those lines.
But with that,
I think I smell the acidity.
You can't smell acidity.
I can when I take a breath in, I can feel it in my nose.
That's mustard gas.
Okay, Agent Orange.
Yes, that's that. Yeah. There's a slight bit of char in the background with. It's like a. I wouldn't go. It's not a blackberry. Is it a blueberry? It's more of a blueberry nose.
It's a slight berry.
Yeah. A blue fruits. How's that? We'll just say blue fruits.
Okay.
Let's drink.
I'm not afraid.
Damn, that's a fucking good $10 Merlot.
You know what?
A little bit of a char on the finish.
A little burn there. A
little char on the finish.
I got a little burn on the back.
I didn't.
You didn't?
Mm-mm.
Maybe it went down the wrong pipes or something.
It must have went, yeah. There's a little bit of a char, American char there, and you can tell that it's like the Chinese knockoff of a Merlot, slightly. it's a fake Rolex.
It's like a Merlot with two T's.
There you go.
Yeah, but it's okay in that price range.
And that was my first thought as soon as it hit my palate. It's not that bad.
But yeah, it has a lithy mouth feel.
Lithy?
Yes, lithy. Light, slightly airy, but it has some structure there. This is the wine that if you found it on sale, if you had a party and you had a bunch of people over and you didn't really give a shit.
I'd be afraid, but, you know, if I didn't know this was Chateau Sauvray, I'd probably say better things about it. It has a nice little lengthy finish.
It's not a bad Merlot.
I have a question.
Sure.
A lot of times when we go places that have an open bar, you pick a Merlot.
That's because of everything else is so damn bad.
The Merlot is usually least objectionable or just out of the offerings?
I happened to get very lucky and that just happened to be the least objectionable. We were at a party where they had Bogle Merlot and Magistrate Merlot. Ooh, yeah. What I would say about both of those, they are objectively more fruity than this. And so...
I kind of like that this isn't that fruity Merlot.
No, it's trying to be serious.
It really kind of is.
Yeah, it's trying to be a legitimate wine.
Yeah, it's pretty full-bodied for being $10.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's as full-bodied as some California Merlots can be, but it's not lean.
Uh-huh. No.
I wouldn't give it complete full body, but it's a decent medium-bodied wine.
It has a touch of chocolate. On our little scale, I'd go like
mm-hmm. a touch of
just below six.
Yeah, a touch of tannins.
It's
yep.
a touch of tannins, mm-hmm. and they're kind of nice tannins. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they're just right there.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say cherry, but I would say it's slightly plummy, a stewed plum maybe, yeah. as you like to say.
Yeah, stewed,
with maybe a little red currant kind of intermingled in there. Yeah. And it's more red fruits than on the palate. There's no minerality or anything like that. But then it has a slight chocolatey mid palate, slightly. It doesn't really give me what I want in the full blown mocha. It just gives a little bit of nod to it. It has a little bit of tannin. They're moderate tannin.
I'm getting just a little bit of sour oak, just a hint.
And then there's
a
touch of sour oak,
which is that's really the only thing that's a flaw in this.
Yeah, it's not as bad of sour oak though than we've had in some.
100% for what this is, what $8.99, $9.99.
Yeah,
this isn't bad. It really isn't. It's not bad.
No, it's not bad.
Would I say it's good? Again, if this wasn't Chateau Sauvray, I might.
Well, you can't. Okay. Forget about it.
I know it's not fair, but yeah.
Say it was Chateau File.
Well,
I have a question before that, Bob. I have a question.
What do you have? What's your question?
My question is what do you think about this out of a plastic cup?
No, I wouldn't do that. This has a little too much structure. And I would normally say if you're going to do plastic cup, should be a little fruitier.
Okay.
But yeah, because this has a fairly restrained, respectful mouthfeel in a certain sense. Yeah. And,
The mouthfeel's not my favorite part. My favorite part is the pseudo-lingering finish. Everything washes away, and there's just this astringency that just keeps going. Yeah. It has a Merlot show.
It does have an atypical Merlot finish.
Yeah. Now, what it doesn't do for me, it doesn't have that where the astringency does a wash off the roof of your mouth. We call it the mouthwash.
Yes,
effect.
It does a little bit, but
yeah, I'm not getting that complete Merlot mouthwash that I would expect.
No one said this was a complete Merlot.
I think my favorite thing about this would be the tannins. I really like the level of tannins that it has. That mm-hmm. was a nice surprise.
Yeah. And the Christian Poor's folks have quickly.
Whoa.
You know what the best characteristic of this wine is?
Mm. What?
It's easy to drink.
Mm. Well, it isn't difficult to drink, like really? Their Cabernet, where it rips your throat in half.
God. But this is easy.
But the Cabernet wanted to be something a little more serious. However, it had wild acidity that just completely destroyed the wine. This wine does not have that.
I'm going to say it. This wine's good. We're sitting here. We've got three different cheeses.
I think it's all
a nice
right.
Marinated veggies.
I'm not gonna say good. I'm gonna say all right.
I'm gonna say good. Well, I'm enjoying this wine.
You know, it has decent QPR.
It does.
Quality to price ratio.
Boom. I would agree.
No, it's actually decent. It's not bad.
It's not bad. No, it's not an 89.
No.
Folks. Rob's wincing in pain from that comment, but it's not an 89.
No, it's not an 89. It's not even an enthusiast 89. Shameful. It might be a James Suckling or Fuckling 89, but I wonder what the Prince of Pinot would think of this.
Does the Prince of Pinot drink Merlot?
I don't know.
No, he probably doesn't. He won't drink that fucking Merlot.
No, you know what would be funny?
What?
At night. He has a stash of Merlot in his bedroom.
And he quietly pulls it out and drinks
it. Quietly pulls it out.
He looks out the window to make sure nobody's watching.
Nobody's watching.
Anybody ever watches him.
Nobody's watching. He disconnects all the computers.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yes.
Doesn't turn them off. He disconnects them.
Yeah. He has a safe room to drink Merlot in.
Yeah, because, secretly, he's the Prince of Merlot.
He also has other things in that safe room. But that's really, we're not going to talk
about
that. The computer drives will erase if he presses a button. It's you know.
You've been watching too
Let's
much TV.
Let's go into our potpourri time.
Oh, you want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a break. and be right back on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So, Scott, remember how I asked you if you would feel differently about this wine if it was Chateau File, for instance?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it can be. Here you go. Now it's Chateau File. See?
That's fantastic.
Isn't that awesome?
There's an interesting thing about Chateau Sauvraine. On their website, because there's nothing really interesting about the winery, but because last weekend we were going to have this on the show, and I was trying to do some research, trying to find anything that makes a California Merlot interesting other than the fact that it was on the Enthusiast Top 100. And
fantastic.
It said, yeah. I saw create your own.
You have to give it back. You're not even allowed. It's a gift. You have to return.
No, you can keep that one.
Oh.
But it said, there's a section on the website that says create your own label. I went, what? Okay. Something for me to print off? Sure, why not? I'm not going to do that. But anyway, I go in there and you type in your information. And you can, you know, set your stuff. And shit, they print it off and mail it to you for free.
What?
Yeah, so I made some orders. And so I have a little board here.
That's awesome. We have to post that immediately.
And if you notice, the letters are right. It's the same. They use the same stuff that they use on the label. So we have a Chateau Dern. But I might pull that off and get a wine guy. But their website was down. Chateau Dern, then a Chateau Unlicensed, a Chateau the Superstar, and a Chateau the Triple B, which are surrounding the Chateau Wine Vault.
Very nice.
Scott, you want to take a look at that?
I do. It's fantastic.
And you know what that cost me? $3.99 for the canvas. Nothing
just
else.
Just for the canvas.
And they sent it all out in individual envelopes that they mailed with this card and all this other stuff. And the card talks about, thank you for creating your very own Chateau Sauvraine personalized label. We are thrilled to be a part of your home in our own small way.
You know,
Unfortunately, Scott, they don't realize we did this sarcastically, but, you know.
No, well,
it's super cool. Awesome. Folks, actually, you have to check this out.
Send us pictures of how you enjoy time in your home with your new label using hashtag MyChateau. So we are going to do that. We're going to take a picture and put it on Twitter, hashtag My Chateau, and Scott's going to do that for me because I really don't know how to do that.
You know, there's one thing that's inherently wrong about this.
What?
You were the highest alcohol content at 14.3, and it's not right that the superstar doesn't have the highest alcohol content.
Well, I put him on Chardonnay for irony, quite frankly. Why do you think he's Chardonnay?
I didn't even notice that. So, Rob's the Merlot.
Yeah, because I knew it was going to be the best.
Oh, the Unlicensed is the cab.
Which is coarse and very...
And I'm a Sauvignon Blanc.
Because you like Sauvignon Blanc.
That
and
was
Steve
sweet of you.
Is Chardonnay. If they had White Zinfandel, that would have been the superstar.
Yeah.
So that's going to be there.
It really wouldn't have been sweet. Me for retribution for my tasting night
no.
for you.
I have more retribution in store
I
for you.
I love that you picked Sauvignon Blanc for me. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. But you've never had their Sauvignon Blanc, so don't say thank you.
I'm sure
you.
It's terrible, but well, still, I appreciate that you...
Their Merlot is decent.
This is not terrible.
But that's interesting, though. When they have, you know, you can just print them off for fun.
I love that you can pick the kind of wine. I just think that's such a funny thing.
What they say is that you take that label and you just stick it over that other label, the bottle wine that you have, and then you have your own personalized label. So if you wanted to do it for your anniversary or something like that, you could do that.
That's awesome.
And they want to know what the reason is. I just said just because. Just because.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Can I tell a story that happened at church this morning?
Okay.
As the last part of our potpourri.
As the last part of your potpourri.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, Rob Rob gets wine delivered to his parents' house.
Oh, that's true. I do.
Because
sometimes in license does too.
Yeah. Yes, you do.
So you have to sign for it. They're home all the time.
They're retired, yeah.
Yeah, they're retired, so they get the mail. Get the wine.
And as you can imagine, folks, there's quite a bit that's delivered there.
Yeah. And Rob often will have a bottle delivered to their house just to stress them out.
No. Just to beat the man.
Yeah.
Wine.com, I got my stewardship. Yeah, I'm shipping that $8.99 bottle by itself. Yeah, I'm doing that. I know shipping normally is $13.99. Boom!
Frequently. Like that? Let's say frequently.
That's right.
And it stresses them out. They are not drinkers.
No, they've never drank a day in their life.
So it's stressful to them.
And their UPS guy makes jokes about it.
Yeah.
You have a party tonight.
Yeah, and he always says, your son's ordered more alcohol, whatever. So,
and they always go, it's not ours. And he's like, uh-huh. Yeah, he knows better. A couple of drunks.
So, and also someone knowing their business like that is the most humiliating thing to them in the world.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that their FedEx guy thinks they drink that much wine has to be the most embarrassing thing in their world.
Since you're a fiend, you should have your Turley deliveries done there.
I won't do that.
So you get like six crates, about 50 bottles.
They would die.
Mm-hmm.
So
a pallet comes up. Just put it down. Scott's like, yep, that's mine.
So we're at church this morning, and Rob's dad said, Rob, you have to come get your wine at our house. And I could tell he was like mortified talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so then this lady that we love, she said, I love her. And she says to Rob, you get wine delivered to your parents' house?
Where do you get it from?
Yeah, where do you get it from? Rob said, wine.com. And she goes, when we go to Branson, we love their wine, and we can't get it delivered back to our house.
If you've ever had a mental thought come to a screeching halt when someone says, when we go to Branson, that's always a screeching halt for me. Because there's nothing good in my mind that ever follows when we go to Branson. Unless it's, when we go to Branson to set fire to it. But nobody else.
Well, you know what doesn't fit? When we go to Branson, we can't get their wine shipped to them.
See, I never have had that thought. It's like,
So my curiosity is, do they really go to a winery in Branson? Or there's a wine they drink at the...
I'm sure it's like blackberry wine.
I told her to buy it and bootleg it back.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, we never thought of that. And bootleg I could tell it. She was like, mind excuse explosion me, about being illegal.
I bootlegged from Spain.
But she probably couldn't even say what the wine is that she wanted to have shipped, that she couldn't have shipped.
Oh, it's probably some dandelion honey badger wine or something. Who knows what that could be.
I'm sure it's terrible, but I love it.
Isn't Missouri the show me state?
I use that line all the time.
You use that line all the time?
Yeah. I'm from Missouri. You got to show me. It's a work thing.
Like I thought it was a pickup line.
No. I don't try to pick up chicks.
I didn't know what you were saying.
Well, I know. We know with that line, you don't try to pick up chicks, even if you're trying.
You said I use that line all the
time. You got to show me.
It's a work thing.
What?
Somebody needs to show what they're saying they do.
What?
Document actions that someone takes and need to show it to you.
Well, it sounds like you're hitting on them. You got to show me. And the dude whipped out his dick. And I was like, what are you doing, man? Then I realized, I know what he's doing. I mean, you know, it's just strange.
Rob needs to retake that sexual harassment training.
It's not me. You're the one that's going around telling everybody to show you.
No, I'm not in that context.
And do you say it like that, too? Show me.
I'm a little nervous.
I'm from Missouri. You have to show me, son.
Jesus.
If we didn't already have an explicit rating for this podcast.
Oh, that's tame.
Is it? Maybe you have a safe room in your house. I never looked that close. Looking out the blinds.
Really quick, before we go back and review.
Mm.
Yes. Do you want to talk about your wine vault?
Yeah. Hey. Oh, yeah.
By now, we've been posting to Instagram. The progress on my wine room. Custom building cabinets. Gonna build a room. No, I'm not gonna use the age door. I'm going to have a proper sealed door.
Oh, but for God's sake.
We're chronicling sense. Building the Wine Vault 2 at Shea File.
Shea File?
Check us out on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. That's it?
That's it.
That was really good.
That's it. That's all I got.
Yeah, so what do you want to talk about? The humidity? What you found?
They need to check it out on Instagram. Okay. They need to check it out on Instagram.
She's got
to
drag it out of... He's a good guest, isn't he?
Right.
Yeah, wow.
No. Folks, what's going on? So, I've had plans to build a wine storage room. And the wine guy... said that, oh, your basement's too hot. So I bought a little temperature and humidity monitor.
First of all, I don't sound like that. That was John Lamont speaking to you like that. Okay.
Actually, you sound more like John than you know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And I've been monitoring the humidity and temperature in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
From living in the house for a little more than a year, I know that it's actually warmer in the winter than it is in the summer down there.
Mm.
So I wasn't worried about... summertime. Strip the drywall off. Strip the insulation out of the area that I'm going to build the room in. And all of a sudden, my temperature went down 2 degrees and the humidity went up 5%.
Yeah.
Now, there's plastic vapor barrier. After I moved that, I jumped up another 3%. So once I enclose it, I'm going to be in a decent range. And as Rob's pointed out, I'm not going to buy $1,000 bottles of Burgundy. So I think I'm going to be able to build this wine cellar without using a temperature and humidity control unit, which really reduces your costs, folks.
Mm-hmm. And also, I mean, often when you're doing that, it's because you're doing some reselling too. And then you have to document a lot of times when you're like, what is it, Vinfolio?
Your conditions, yeah.
Yeah, what you actually have for them to actually buy off you. So if you're buying futures or cases from wherever, Coughlin or Harlan or what, and then you're reselling them.
Your upscale resale market, they're going to want to inspect you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, and we're not doing that.
No, but it's...
all the wines we buy go down the hatch.
Yep. Something that I think is cool is that you have an unfinished basement. And you're making it into a really cool wine vault.
Mm-hmm.
Ours is half unfinished-ish. I mean, it's... you've worked it, but we still have concrete floors, no mm-hmm. ceiling.
Yeah.
But you have a really nice wine vault. And I just mm-hmm. think it's a really cool thing that anyone can do in their basement.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
And we've covered that up one way and down the other. Yeah, but yeah.
I just love it. And mm-hmm. I love that you're doing it. I think it's awesome.
But mm-hmm. we're chronicling the construction of my wine vault on Instagram. And best thing about when I finish mine, we're going to upscale Rob's too. I can't wait to get started.
It works just fine. It's fine. It's functional.
Where are you going to upscale?
We're gonna blow it out.
Blow it out, what? Make it bigger?
What's whatever Rob wants. Whatever you want, Triple B.
The look on her face.
I got the side eye.
Yeah, she just thinks you're a crack addict. Is what?
No, Rob knows what we're doing in the basement before we do a wine vault.
What are we doing in the basement before we do a wine vault?
I don't know that. What are we doing?
We do a half bath.
Oh, hell yeah. That'd be part of that.
We'll be doing that too.
That'd be part of that. It's the playroom area and then all that stuff. Yeah. No problem.
And, you know, a functioning sink and refrigerator in here.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, definitely. The sink would be an excellent thing. Move the wine glass storage downstairs. A billion things we could do.
Yep.
I would love like a laundry room sink down here too. I think it would be really nice.
There's so much functioning, but you know where you need one of those though? In the garage.
Oh, we have one in the laundry room.
Mm-hmm.
You do have one in the laundry room.
Yeah,
okay.
It's nice.
Yeah,
it really is. So, folks, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and review the Chateau Souverain Merlot here on the Wine Vault.
Unlicensed taxi driver here. Folks, have you ever sat back and thought how you first heard of the Wine Vault? Well, we need your help reaching more listeners. What you can do is go to iTunes, give us a review, give us 5 stars, give us your thoughts and feedback.
So only with your help, folks, will more people learn about, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. We'll be right back.
And we're back, folks. So, we are down to the review segment for the 2016 Chateau Souverain Merlot from California. In California. And you might wonder where predominantly Chateau Souverain is sourcing from or where their vineyards are.
We wonder the same thing.
Yeah, great question. Somewhere because who fucking knows?
Yeah.
Yes. How's that? Yes is the answer.
But they at least...
They
label it properly. They say it's California.
Yeah.
They're not they don't doing try some to,
no.
goofy
no.
thing where they're saying... No.
Yeah.
We're sourcing 20% of our grapes from Dry Creek.
Yeah, we've had one of those recently.
We've had those.
Yes. Well, I can think of one recently.
You know, I want to change things up. I want to go first.
Well, go first.
I am pleasantly surprised, folks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to start off by recommending Chateau Souverain. It's freaking crazy, right? As much as we've mocked Chateau Souverain, the throat-altering physical experience for Rob, where he literally ruined his vocal cords. It's just the acidity it scarred him for life. But I'm going to give this an 86. The reason I'm going to score it 86 is just the drinkability of it. It's just an easy drinker. It deserves a score better than just the baseline 85 for a good wine. Price point, it's pretty daggone good. And I may be mocked for this, but I'm going to recommend it at an 86 at $10.99 for the Value Hall of Fame. I've done it. I'm done. That's it. I'm out.
Okay. On to the Triple B.
So I would also recommend it at the price point. I'm going to give it an 85. I think it's, but I do recommend it at the price point. I think, so Scott thinks the best thing about it is the drinkability. I was very pleasantly surprised at how much this leans towards a full body at this price point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That
it's not this lean piece of crap.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's not.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's well done. I recommend it as well. And I give it also an 86. It does not go in the value price.
Damn it.
Hall of Fame, though. No.
I just wanted to make a point, actually.
It does not go in the value price.
It doesn't. But you know what? Who wasn't surprised by this?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got an 89 from the enthusiast, and I always respect what they say.
Yes, you do. No. The listeners know how much you respect what they say.
Respect is definitely the word I'm thinking of.
How many page?
I said a half.
Just a half page ad. Okay.
If they gave a full page ad, it would have been like a 95.
Well, that would have been more than one. That would have been in the value.
And they have nude pictures of the editor probably there too. So, this wine has a lot of structure for the price range. Mm-hmm. And the fact trying to be Merlot. Who tries to do that under $10?
Nobody.
I mean, if I had another Hall of Fame, like the value of way to go, good try Hall of Fame, then this might get in there. But I don't have that big a wall.
No. An A for effort?
No, more like a B minus for effort. But
gave it an 86. That's a solid B.
I'm going to give them a tip of the cap.
Mm-hmm. For sure. For who they are, for what they do, they did a good job with this.
Fry Brothers can't even do this.
I have a question.
Hey!
Wait a second. You're right.
Did we get bought out by the free labels? And that's
no,
why
I didn't know about the free labels before I liked this.
That's true.
I didn't know about
Have
the free labels
before
I liked this.
Have we been compromised?
No,
like
I was not compromised. I was not compromised. That is a good point.
Sorry. The free labels?
I'm sorry, you mispronounced it. It's the wine enthusiast. You gotta get it right.
You and Rob may have been bought out, but I was not. My mind was made up before I saw the labels. Listeners, verify as you listen to the show. But you know what they did a good job with this? They didn't get in the way.
Yeah.
They didn't souverain it all up, did they?
They did not get in the way of this wine.
No.
They didn't over-manipulate it. They didn't over-oak it.
No.
It's not the best oak.
No.
A little sour.
Yeah.
But we've had much
That's
worse.
Really the only flaw in this wine. There's just
we've
that little
a lot worse.
Sour oak.
Yep.
If you drink Merlot.
I almost don't even consider it a flaw because I've had so much worse.
Yeah, well, you know. Yeah. I mean, honestly, well, you kind of had to. I kind of had to look for it.
Yeah, and it kind of reminds
really
me,
breaking it down.
It reminds me a little bit of Wente, a little bit. Mm-hmm. The Wente sandstone Merlot was better, but not a lot better. Mm-hmm. It's not up there, mind you.
Yeah, the Wente Southern Hills up there.
That's the Cabernet. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Wente Southern Hills Cabernet is better than this, obviously. But the sandstone Merlot of this was similar.
We've had a lot worse Merlots than this.
Oh, sure.
In fact, I would say most of the Merlots we've done on the show are worse than
this. They cost more than this. That's the thing. I mean, you got to think value comes into play, especially on our show. And this wine does have good value.
It really does, folks.
Yeah. I mean, at under $10, if you get something that has good varietal character, or at least varietal character, and is pleasing, and then beyond that, has drinkability, mm-hmm. you got to win.
It doesn't have old world characteristics.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't think it would.
But there are some similarities in the type of body that it is.
True.
It's not a big, full-bodied Merlot, but it's not lean either.
Mm-hmm. No.
It's very French in the body. And...
Well, but it tastes Cali at the same time.
It tastes Cali. The other thing that I think is very French about it, just the way it finishes. It's kind of naked, the astringency. Mm. And that, for me, that's very old world.
That's true. Mel, they had to show you what kind of wine it was.
Hey, you know what? As you said, tip of the cap, Chateau Sauvrain.
Good job.
I wonder if they've got this level of quality year to year in their Merlot.
Well, I would be more inclined to drink the Merlot in the future than I would the Cab.
Yeah. No shit, right?
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't drink the Cab, mm-hmm. ever. Well, I'd have somebody else drink it, and then I would ask, I'd observe them in like a locked room through the window and see if they die. And if they die, well, you know. Hey, what you doing on Tuesday, Scott?
Him just has a sensitive float.
Yeah.
My float's so sensitive.
Oh, gosh. It's like Indiana Jones and Ark of the Covenant when they look at the Ark and their faces just melt. That's the Cabernet. Really
the screaming is. Without sound.
Yeah, that's basically what it is.
But you know, if you see this out in a restaurant, she could do a lot worse.
Oh, especially if it was like $34 or $32 for a bottle. Price, restaurant bottle price.
Ooh, I'd be tough to buy a bottle, but yeah.
Well, yeah, glass pour for $6. Yeah, that'd be good. They probably have it in the kegs, too. But it does well. It's pleasing. It's pleasant. It's not necessarily memorable, but not all wines can be memorable. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, good job. Tip of the cap. Bravo, Chateau Sauvrain. Who thought we'd ever say that?
I know.
And thank you for the free labels.
Next thing will be espousing the characteristics of Fry Brothers.
Yes. So with that, for Rob the Wine Guy, Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver, and the Triple B, we're going to bid you adieu and see you next time on the Wine Vault. Good night.